John 18:28-32, the Passover Lamb. Hear the word of the Lord today. Welcome back to Friends Bible Study. Our goal is to help ordinary believers grow as disciples of Jesus, to make disciples of Jesus, and to equip them for every good work through the Word of God. A disciple is someone who knows Jesus, follows Jesus, learns from Jesus, and is becoming like Jesus. Please continue to read, write, share, and listen. When we read, study, meditate, and write down our thoughts, we will have plenty of things to share with others from the Word of God. Many people don't have much to share with others from the Scriptures because they do not think and meditate on the Word daily. Sharing the Word daily is a dynamic part of Friends Bible Study. I am blessed almost every day when I share the Word with others and they share it with me. Hebrews 3:13 says, "Encourage one another daily, as long as it is called today." Sharing the Word is one of the best ways to encourage and build up others. Let's prepare our hearts to hear the Word of the Lord today. Let's pray. Father, prepare our hearts to hear, receive, and share your Word today. I pray that you inspire everyone doing Friends Bible Study to share from their time in your Word with others daily. May they be mutually encouraged in their faith and in their walk with you as they share your word and your life with one another. And may the glory of Christ be revealed through the sharing of his word. John 8:28-32, the Passover Lamb. Let's begin at verse 28. They led Jesus, therefore, from Caiaphas to the Praetorium. It was early, and they themselves didn't enter into the Praetorium, that they may not be defiled, but might eat the Passover. Pilate, therefore, went out to them and said, "What accusation do you bring against this man?" They answered him, "If this man weren't an evildoer, we wouldn't have delivered him up to you." Meditation question. The Jewish leaders were trying to kill Jesus during the festival, the Passover festival. However, they did not realize that Jesus was the Passover Lamb of God. Why do you think they did not understand? After Caiaphas and the Jewish leaders condemned Jesus, they took him to the Praetorium, Pilate's headquarters, where the Roman military governor was based. Pontius Pilate had been appointed the fifth governor of Judea by Emperor Tiberius in AD 26. He held that position for about 10 years. There is a lot of historical information about Pilate. The Jewish council did not have the right to execute prisoners, so it was necessary to get the cooperation and approval of their Roman rulers. This meant that they had to go to Pilate, the Roman governor, and get him to sentence Jesus to die. The Jews hated Jesus and wanted to kill him. Pilate did not hate Jesus and knew that Jesus was innocent. Pilate said at least three times in this account, "I find no basis for a charge against him." Nevertheless, Pilate eventually handed him over to be crucified. Humanly, this was wrong and unfair. However, God used the Jewish hatred of Jesus and the Roman governor Pilate's weakness to accomplish his plan, which was for Jesus, his son, to die as the Passover lamb for the sins of the world. The Jewish leaders wanted to avoid ceremonial uncleanness because they wanted to eat the Passover meal. That is why they did not enter Pilate's headquarters. Entering a Gentile area would have defiled them. However, at the same time, they were trying to kill Jesus. What hypocrisy! They could justify murdering Jesus, but kept religious laws to avoid ceremonial uncleanness. Their pride and hardness of heart blinded them to the truth so that they justified murdering Jesus. The Jewish leaders kept ceremonial laws so as not to defile themselves. They wanted to eat the Passover lamb after Jesus died. They did not understand that Jesus was the Passover lamb who died for the sins of the whole world. Pilate went out from his headquarters to talk to the Jews so they would not become ceremonially defiled. He asked, What accusation do you bring against this man? The Jewish leaders answered, if he had not done evil, we would not have brought him to you. They wanted Pilate to condemn Jesus without a trial or investigation. They were saying, Governor, stop asking questions. We are members of the highest court in Israel. You should just do what we ask you to do. The Jewish leaders were Bible scholars and observed the Passover every year. How could they not understand that Jesus was the Passover Lamb of God? 1 Corinthians 5:7 states, Christ, our Passover Lamb, has been sacrificed. Jesus' sacrifice on the cross fulfilled the symbolic meaning of the Old Testament sacrifices, especially the Passover. When John the Baptist saw Jesus, he declared, look, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. John 1:29. The Passover is observed to this day by Jewish people in remembrance of their deliverance from Egypt through Moses. The last of the 10 plagues was the angel of death, who went throughout the land of Egypt and killed the firstborn of every family. However, God told Moses to have each family kill a lamb for the meal they would eat together and spread blood on each side above their door and above their doors. God promised that when the angel of death came to the door, he would pass over them when he saw the blood and not kill their firstborn. The Passover is a clear picture of the cross. All human beings are under the curse of death because of sin from Adam and Eve. We have all sinned, as it is written in Romans 6:23. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Jesus our Lord, in Christ Jesus our Lord. Through the cross, our sins have been forgiven, our hearts have been made clean, and we have been given eternal life through Jesus, who is our Passover Lamb. The only way for the Jewish leaders to become righteous and clean before God is through the sacrifice of Jesus on the cross. However, they could not see it or understand it. They maintained outward forms of godliness, but they were dirty on the inside. They practiced dead religion and followed religious rules that had no life or power to change the heart. How could the Jewish leaders not recognize Jesus? They had a heart problem. Their hearts were hard. They talked about religious rules, but their hearts were far from God. Jesus said in Matthew 15:7-9, you nullify the word of God for the sake of your tradition. You hypocrites! Isaiah was right when he prophesied about you. These people honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. They worship me in vain. Their teachings are merely human rules. The Jewish leaders could not understand that Jesus was the Passover Lamb of God because their hearts were hard. They honored God with their lips and observed many religious rules and ceremonies, but their hearts were far from God. It is easy to criticize and condemn the Pharisees and hypocritical religious leaders. However, perhaps there are things we do not see and understand for the same reason, because our hearts have become hard. Lord, give us a soft heart before you always. Verse 31. Pilate therefore said to them, take him yourselves and judge him according to your law. Therefore the Jews said to him, it is illegal for us to put anyone to death, that the word of Jesus might be fulfilled, which he spoke, signifying what kind of death he should die. Meditation question. Where in the Gospel of John did Jesus predict that he would be crucified or lifted up from the earth? Jesus knew that his death on the cross was the Father's plan. Explain this plan in a few sentences. Pilate was not interested in Jewish laws or their legal system. He said, if you think he is guilty, judge him yourselves according to your laws. The Jewish leaders responded, it is illegal for us to put anyone to death. The Romans allowed the Jews a degree of autonomy and allowed them to have their courts and laws, but capital punishment remained in the hands of their Roman rulers. Pilate eventually gave in to the Jewish leaders' request, which was that Jesus be put to death by crucifixion. This fulfilled Jesus' words predicting that he would be crucified. A couple of times, Jesus said that he would be lifted up from the earth, referring to his crucifixion. I will give two examples. John 3:14-15, just as Moses lifted up the snake in the wilderness, so the Son of Man must be lifted up, that everyone who believes in him may have eternal life in him. And then John 12:32-33, when I am lifted up from the earth, I will draw all people to myself. He said this to show the kind of death he was going to die. Jesus knew that he would be crucified for the sins of the world to complete the redemptive work his Father had sent him into the world to do. This was his Father's plan. Sin had brought death and bondage to human beings. The Father revealed his plan to redeem mankind from sin and to restore them to himself through many Old Testament prophecies, symbols, and sacrifices. The Passover lamb is one of many festivals and sacrifices that revealed God's plan for redemption. The Lamb of God died on the cross as a substitutionary sacrifice for our sins. The deliverance of Israel from bondage to Egypt foreshadowed the cross of Christ. Just as the death angel passed over every home that had the blood of the Passover lamb on their door, so the blood of Jesus shed on the cross protects us from death and delivers us from from bondage to sin and Satan. We are redeemed through the precious blood of Christ, who is a lamb without blemish or defect. 1 Peter 1:19. Jesus is our Passover lamb. May we not miss it. May we not become hard-hearted like the people who crucified Jesus. If we see that Jesus is our Passover lamb who sacrificed himself for us, how can we be proud or hard-hearted? Let's pray. Lord, you humbled yourself and went to the cross for us. You suffered and died for our sins and our shame as our Passover lamb. May our hearts continually be soft, humble, and grateful for your amazing grace.